I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. Okay. May 8th, 8:33 p.m., 2024. Sitting in my room or my office space, whatever. It feels weird calling this shit an office, dude. It's just a room and I got a desk in it. Then I have a whiteboard. So it's my office, I guess. But I don't know. So last few episodes I've been talking about organization and shit. And that's exactly what I'm going to talk about again. So be it. So what my goal is right now is to get organized with my goals for the next 90 days, my goals for the next 6 months, my goals for the next year, and then so on and so forth up to 5, 10, 20, 50 years. And I want that to be all on some sort of file or one document where I can click and see everything that I need. And the reason for that is so that I'm constantly reminded and that I constantly see the goals that I set out for myself, as well as what I need to get there, what I need to do to get there, and the steps required, and keeping track of what I do along the way for documentation purposes, of course. But I want to be able to see in 90 days, okay, well, I didn't get to where I want to be. Why is that? And I can look back and I can see the last 90 days and I can see, okay, shit, dude, 40 of those days, I didn't really do anything. So maybe if I did at least two things on those days, then I'd be a lot further along. So that's the goal with that. And so right now I'm taking my own advice. I'm just starting and I'll figure it out along the way. So I got this software. It's called ClickUp. It's free. There's a lot of paid add-ons that you can get, such as AI as in there as well. And yeah, so I'm just running with that. It's free. If I don't like it, then so be it. But there's a lot of customization in here, and there's a lot of things that I can do to get organized, and I can be really creative with it as well. I can do a lot of different things. And honestly, I'm going to be 100% honest, even talking about it right now, I don't even want to do it because I just want it to be easier. I mean, this is easy enough, but I'm just going for a certain type of layout, I guess. So for example, what I got set up so far, so I made a document on the software. So the software is pretty much just, it's for teams, it's for companies and enterprise, you know, and I'm using it as a solo dude, and that's fine. You can do that. There's so many things you can do with it, so much that I honestly have no idea what this thing is capable of doing, but I've got a document and there's so much freedom in this document, but I've got a document here. Holy shit. And it is pretty much all it has is my goals. Hold on, what the fuck am I even saying? So what it has is, so it says the title of the page. It's got me, last updated, whatever. And then I've got two columns at the top, and that's where I'm going to write goals. I think I'll probably change it, you know, whatever. Then below that, I have Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 for the different 3 month quarters in a year. And because I'm taking my own advice, today is, and I'm sure this will all change. I'm just putting shit on paper on my laptop, but putting shit on paper here just to get going so I can move past and figure it out as I go. But I've got May 8th to August 7th, that's Q1, August 8th to November 7th, Q2, November 8th to February 7th, Q3, February 7th to May 9th, that's Q4. So dates are a little bit off. That's, I think, 366 days, or technically 367. But it's not the point. It's just so that I can get some shit on there and I can move past that and keep on filling it out. So, and then below the Q1, I've got week 1, week 2, week 3, all the way to 13. Because 13 times 4, it's 52. That's how many weeks are in a year, obviously. And so the goal with that is to see on week 1, what tasks did I do? What did I get accomplished? On week 2, what did I do? On week 3, what did I do? You know, and to look back and see that. So that's what I've got so far. And even just looking at it now, it looks like horse shit. So I'm definitely going to change it. But it's just one, I don't know. It's just some effort to get organized and figure shit out. Because, again, today, I didn't necessarily time block, but I came home and So I came home from work, immediately got in the ice bath, which has been a game changer doing it right after work because it wakes me up and I'm not tired at all, or I'm not feeling any kind of fatigue at all for the rest of the day. And then right after I take an ice bath, I go to the gym, and apparently there's some studies and shit that show that taking an ice bath before a hypertrophy focused workout is beneficial for increasing muscle protein synthesis and all the shit. So don't really care if it's true or not, but it benefits me and it allows me to, if it allows me to work a little bit harder, longer without the tired fatigue, exhaustion shit later in the day, then I don't really give a fuck. I'm all for it. And hold on, there's somebody talking. Who the fuck is this? Is my neighbor? Hold on. I don't know, but it's probably echoey as shit, so I'm sure they can hear me. So I gotta get some shit on the walls. Psych. I'm not doing that ever again. But what was I saying? So I gotta pause again, dude. What the fuck was I saying? Hold on. Okay, we're good. Sorry. Holy shit. Don't know how I'm going to run an actual podcast if I can't remember what I said 3 seconds ago. But anyway, so came home from work, ice bath, then went to the gym, got home. And at that time, it was about 4:20-ish. And so I wrote everything that I wanted to get done today, even the small shit that didn't even really need to get done. But I wrote it down, so therefore I got done. And I put the times that I thought I would start that task, so I have just a whole bunch of miscellaneous shit, because today was all about getting my internet and my doorbell camera set up, because AT&T fucking sucks, dude. Period. So I wanted to get some internet going, and so I had to buy a router. So I got the router, got delivered today, and then so this is what I wrote for today. It sounds so silly, but my focus today was just internet, and it took me 2 hours to figure the goddamn thing out, but I did. So put laundry, change all my garbages, because your boy has fucking 4 garbage cans in his house, because I don't want to walk to one can. I want a garbage can where I'm at, because I'm always eating something, or I have some kind of wrapper or a napkin or whatever. Let me just throw it away where I'm at, dude. So that's that. Change garbages, find out about when the recycle bin comes. The recycle bin truck comes, okay? So I don't know when the fuck that guy comes, so I got to figure that out, because my blue bin is just sitting out on the curb like a jackass, and I don't want to be that guy, so. And that took 2 minutes, and so that really wasn't even part of it. I didn't put a time or anything, because I could do that while I'm doing anything else. Next one was set up my router and my internet, and then set up my doorbell camera, get that all synced up, set up the app. And then I put, for the last hour of the day, do the podcast as well as work on ClickUp, which is the software I just talked about, and get something figured out. And so that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm late for bed yet again. I suck ass at that, dude. I gotta get better. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I say all that because I got all that shit done. It took longer than expected, but it's all good. But I got it all done. I didn't even think twice about anything. I just was like, okay, I just laundry's done. Now what's next? And I looked up at the board, and the next thing was, okay, set up your internet. And I was like, all right, that's what we're doing. Open my routers, hook the shit up, try to figure it out. Took 2 hours because your boy's a dumbass. And I got it done. And I just came back in my room or my office, whatever. Who gives a fuck? And I looked at the whiteboard and I was like, okay, what's next? And it was set up Ring camera. I was like, okay. So I walked downstairs, stood in front of my camera like a jackass for about 20 minutes while I figured that out outside. And yeah, so it's all set up. That's awesome. And I came back up into my room here, looked at what was up on the board. And I was like, oh, sick, dude. We get to go explore some software and try to get organized. And that's what I've been doing. And I feel good whether or not I, you know, climbed Everest, whether or not I, you know, just hopped up on a curb. I got shit done today and I feel good about it. And it's not necessarily about, and I say necessarily because it definitely is, but it's not necessarily about what I got done as much as it is I got shit done and I'm continuing on the path forward and I'm still getting shit done, no matter how big or small, because that's building momentum, especially as far as mindset goes, because today was a win. It was a fucking win. I kicked ass. It was great. And if I can carry that energy into tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and keep it going, then that's going to compound and I'm going to get a lot more done later on. And that's what I'm after. And of course, the bad days and the bad weeks and even bad months, and dare I say bad years, come. But if I can at least have a little bit of something going into the next day, that's always going to help. It's never going to be a hindrance. So that's the goal with that. So As far as the software goes, don't know how long I'll stick with it. I just want to get something going. So today I just put about an hour's worth of work into one, learning the program, and then two, actually doing stuff. And I don't even know what I can or can't do. I almost just shit my pants. The thing wasn't moving. I thought I wasn't recording. That, for the record, that's only happened twice, and it just stopped recording while mid-talking, and it wasn't even that far, but in case anybody's wondering, that has happened, and that does suck ass. But what can you do, dude? So anyway, what can you do? So anyway, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to stay organized and get stuff going, because I thought for me, what it would be seeing a calendar view of the times that I do stuff and what time I have to, you know. And I think that just might be have to be an addition to everything here, because that is very helpful to have a calendar view. But it's, for me now, I think it's almost, I'm so accustomed to that, I don't need a visual. As much as a visual helps me personally, I don't really need that. I know what days I work and what times I have to go to bed and when I'm hitting the gym and stuff like that. A visual still helps, but I just got an email for some bullshit. So anyway, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to lay out what I'm trying to do in a way that helps me and keeps me firing on all cylinders. So we'll see how that goes, but that's what I'm doing now. Oh, I also replied back to the supplement manufacturer, and I got some more details about the third revision, so it's in the works. I requested they add a little bit of coconut and or pineapple flavor to it, and we'll go from there. But the thing is with this is there, I get three, you know, quote unquote, free revisions, and after that I'm going to have to buy a whole new thing. And that's when I'm able to change the formula again, if I choose. That's when I'm able to change the flavor again, if I choose. And when I say change the flavor, I mean go from blueberry, for example, all the way to, you know, broccoli potato salad. I can't do three different flavor samples within the three revisions that I have. So I am stuck with the passion fruit at the moment, but if they can add in some, and there goes my allergies, dude. What the fuck is going on? So if they can add in some coconut or pineapple flavoring, that's the goal. But either way, I'm going to have to do another one anyway, because there's more ingredients and higher dosages of ingredients that I want to add into the product, just because that's what I like. And I'm ultimately making this for me. And I'm sure that there's going to be some people out there that will see the formula and be like, holy fuck, finally. And that's the goal. If not, then, I made a great product and I'm proud of it. So got that figured out. So there, I don't know when the ETA is on that, but that is coming my way soon. And then we'll have a third revision of the product, and then we'll go from there. But that's that. That's the, you know, early business startup side of shit. And yeah, I think that's it for this one. So I'm just working on getting organized and figuring out the best way for me to work as hard as I can. I just want it to be as easy as possible for me to just get as much shit done as possible for me that I can. And I've kind of engineered my life in a way where there's very little distraction. There's very little time spent, honestly, not doing what I want to do, which is cool. And I think about everything that I'm quote unquote sacrificing, but then I think about, holy shit, dude, my future family in 20 years, they are going to be just so taken care of. They're going to have the greatest this, the greatest that, the best this. They're going to have a great example of a father who works his fucking ass off, a great example of a mother who knows how to care for a home and work her ass off and treat a man and how their dad treats a woman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the goal. So I don't know, man. I just got different goals. And if my goal is my family in 10, 20, 30 years, and that's my goal. That's what I'm doing it for. So all the family that I have now, it's no disrespect to any of them now or any, you know, because I wouldn't be here in this position without every single family member that I have. Everybody's shaped me in a way, in one way or another, some more than others. But I love them to death, but, you know, I've got to just see it in the perspective of, I'm at this point in my life because of certain circumstances, and I'm choosing to go a certain route in my life. And that certain route requires more time spent doing my own shit instead of spending more time doing somebody else's shit. It's going to come with a lot of doubts and a lot of frustration and stress. It's going to come with a lot of missed activities and a lot of missed family get-togethers and barbecues, you name it. I'll miss a lot of it. And I'm going to miss a lot of people growing up. I'm going to miss a lot of grandma, grandpa stuff as they get older. I'm sure I'm going to... It sucks, man. And I think about it all the time. I think about the past. I think about what I had, what I don't have. And I always think about how much I appreciate and cherish those certain moments. Like, for example, I just lived with my uncle and aunt and my three cousins for 9 months. And now I don't. Time flew just like that. I moved in and I'm already moved out. I'm already, that little phase or chapter of life is closed. And not to say that I couldn't ever open that chapter again, but you know, I got to keep going forward. And as shitty as it is to look back and be like, damn, I'm leaving this behind. And I don't mean leave behind like I'll never see it again, or I'll never see these people or talk to these people again. I don't mean it that way. But to think, to look back at high school and be like, wow, this will never happen again. I'm sure I'll see these people in the future, but I'll never be in these classes again. I'll never walk in these front doors with the intent to go to class. I'll never park here because I gotta get to art. I'll never, you know. And there's just certain, I don't know what you call them, phases, chapters in life where you just got to close the book, keep moving forward. Never forget, never, you know, take the time you had there for granted or erase the memories, because the memories are everything. That's all you got. So I keep doing that. I just realized. Annoying. Anyway, I'm very appreciative of everything that's been in my life that's got me to this point. And as cliche as it is, you know, people say like, oh, I don't regret anything. I like who I am right now. I think that's true for me. You know, I don't really regret much in life because it's gotten me to where I am now. And I like who I am right now. And so to change anything in the past would ultimately change who I am right now. And I don't know if that would make me worse or better. I can only assume, but you never know. So who knows, dude? But anyway, quick recap, just trying to get organized and make it as easy as possible for me to work as hard as I can. I'm trying this software called ClickUp, integrated with a lot of other things, just trying to get a good layout so I can constantly have a visual of what I'm doing and tracking what I'm doing so that I can look back and stuff. And what else did we talk about? AT&T fucking blows. Talked about time blocking, kinda, and how it's just so great for me. And then, I just keep moving forward. No matter what. I don't know. You just got to keep going. I think that's what's helped me most in life at the moment. Because I got my own place again. I'm alone again, you know. But I'm not sad. I'm not feeling like shit. I'm not living a depressing life. I'm still kicking fucking ass, dude. It's great. As opposed to Arizona and Colorado days where I didn't do anything. I was very, very, very down and discouraged every day. So just not worried about that anymore. Like I said, the last three shows, you either quit or you die. That's the only reason why you never achieve your goals. You quit or you die. That's it. As long as I don't quit, you know, that's all I can control. So I'll leave it with that. So don't fucking quit. Ever. See that shit through. Make it to the end. You'll be proud of yourself. All right. Peace out, guys. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.